on.
Live from Los Angeles.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man.
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Why, hello, everybody. Welcome to the PHP. I am Booker. He is Perez. And how are you?
Oh, gosh. I apologize. I'm just going to start off by saying apologizing. I am every possible emotion. I'm upset. I'm frustrated. I'm guilty. I'm angry. I'm...
What's wrong?
Sad. Everything. Well, literally, 3 seconds before I hit record... Before I connected with you, I found out that Olivia Newton-John has breast cancer again. It's returned. Actually, let me read it correctly because I think it might be extra bad. Let me see what it said. She has breast cancer that has metastasized to the sacrum. What's the sacrum?
I don't even know what that is, man.
Let me look. Sacrum. Hold on. I need to look it up. The sacrum is a triangular bone. Oh, my gosh. Clearly, it spread from her breast to this bone, a triangular bone in the lower back. That's not a good sign. Oh, my goodness.
No.
It's like, I think usually when it spreads to the bones, that's, you know.
Yeah, cancer sucks.
So, yeah, I mean, that just put me in an even worse mood than I was already in. I had to leave a sick child to record this podcast, and I
Which
didn't
one's sick?
Really want to. My daughter, she was sick yesterday, but it's gotten worse. It started off just as diarrhea, like a stomach bug, but she's younger than her brother. Her brother had the same thing last weekend, and it was pretty bad for him, but she's younger, so it's hit her worse. And today, it's gotten so bad because she's just gone to the bathroom so much that her butt is...
Her butt's chapped. That sucks.
So chapped. Like, it's just so red and raw, and she's...
Can you hit her with some Vaseline or something?
Oh, everything. Like, Vaseline. Not Vaseline, but Aquaphor, which is better than that, and Desitin, and...
Poor thing.
But my daughter's thankfully watching TV, and then I made an error that I feel so remorseful over. Thankfully, everything is okay, so I don't even know if I need to talk about it.
Was it said on this show?
No.
No. Something you reported?
I wouldn't even call it reporting. Whatever. I'm not going to mention...
Something you tweeted.
Yeah, I'm not going to mention names, but I read on Facebook, my private Facebook, that this person I know was not well, and I responded to the Facebook post that his husband posted, and I was like, oh my gosh, sending healing vibes. And that was the first time I had been on Facebook all weekend long. I had posted things, but I hadn't checked my feed at once. And clearly this showed up first when I did check my feed, because Facebook puts value on big life things like that, like a wedding or birthday or whatever, or something negative as well. So that was the first thing that I saw. And then after I posted my comment saying sending healing vibes, I saw a comment from another person saying my deepest condolences, rest in peace. So I saw that other post and I was like, oh my God, did I miss
a death?
Yeah, did I miss something? So then I went and I clicked on the person whom the husband was talking about, and I saw the husband of his niece saying that he had died. And then I texted a mutual friend of ours who also told me that he had died. So then I took to Facebook, and maybe this is why I feel extra guilty. I don't know. I thought I was doing something positive by sending positive vibes. I posted on Facebook and on Twitter that this person had died, because this person is a very public figure in New York City, and I was sending positive vibes to the family. And then I woke up this morning to find out that he had not died, and his condition got worse, but he's still alive. And I just felt awful.
Look, you had every good intention. You looked like you sourced it from someone within the family. It sounds terrible no matter what, but it's not like you had any malice in your heart or any intent. It's not like you were surfing off of the fame of someone dying. You felt remorseful that this person had passed.
Especially because
don't read too much into it.
Somebody who had opened their house to me. We had a play date. He has two young kids. Like, I just was like,
send him a little private message.
I did. And thankfully he responded saying all love. And that made me feel so much better because okay, I could barely. Fine.
People make mistakes. And this isn't like a.
I don't even want to make it about me. It's not about me.
That's what I'm saying. You shouldn't feel badly. You should feel good that the person's still alive. And
well, the reason I just felt bad is because like the last thing I would want to do is make the husband who is dealing with this all make him feel worse in any way in this trying time. Anyways, whatever. I'm so thankful he's alive, even though his condition is worsened. I do believe in the power of miracles or the power of prayer and collective consciousness. I'm hoping he can overcome it. Anyways, and then that makes all the other stuff that I was feeling this morning and last night feel and seem petty because I was having some professional resentment over how some shit went down and I don't understand it. And now having said all that I did, it's like, oh, who cares? I mean, what happens is when I first woke up and I was dealing with everything, I was having an anxiety attack, like a legitimate anxiety attack. And
right.
Able to understand it, be like, I understand this is because of all of these circumstances happening. One of them was professional, like the fact that this morning. So anyways, I'll get to this in a minute. Like we are not robots. I've said this before. We're not Beyonce. Beyonce does a really good job of like faking or truly being the strongest woman on the planet. Uh-huh. Like even in her vulnerable moments, she's still cultivating this image of I'm superwoman. She doesn't do vulnerable like you and I do vulnerable. Anyway, so last night, it just took me by surprise. Like I announced or talked about, I didn't even announce, it's not even a big deal, but we talked about on the podcast how my deal with CBS Radio and AMP Radio specifically in Los Angeles was coming to an end at the end of May. Mm-hmm. And that's Wednesday, the 31st. We are recording this earlier this week because I'm going away next week on vacation. And the 31st of May was supposed to be the last day that I thought I was calling in. And then I got an email from the producer of the morning show on AMP Radio last night before I went to bed, sent to my assistant, thanking me for all the years, you know, that I contributed to the radio show. And I'm like, wait a minute, does that mean that I'm not calling in tomorrow, the 30th or Wednesday, the 31st? So I had my assistant email back and get clarification. And she's like, yeah, Friday was the last day.
And by the way, we're talking about a place where I work, which makes this extra sensitive. But
you don't have to say anything.
I still work there.
Yeah, you don't have to say anything.
I will just say this. On Friday, it was known within the building that Friday was your last day.
I didn't know that.
So I don't know, somewhere the information didn't get conveyed to you because I knew on Friday, because I actually tuned in, I wanted to see if you were going to say anything on the radio.
I would have.
Which you did not.
Yeah.
So I just said, oh, well, I guess they decided not to say anything. I was shocked that they didn't say anything at all. But that's their show, and I'm not going to, you know, criticize them for that. But I was shocked.
Well, I'm going to criticize them. Like, A, I didn't know it was my last show. If I did, I would have said thank you to them and thank you to all the listeners because people always come up to me saying I enjoy you on AMP Radio. And so I'm upset I didn't get the opportunity to say goodbye, more so than upset that they didn't even mention anything or say thank you, although that does upset me as well. So whatever. I mean, I don't understand it. Maybe they might have been concerned about what I said. And if that's the case, I would have been happy to pre-record both segments so they could have heard what I would have said before it went live on the air. So I would have happily pre-recorded both. I would have just said, hey, thanks for listening, you guys. It's been so much fun. I can't believe we've done this for, what, 6 years or longer? You can always follow me on my website and social media and on the podcast I do with Booker from AMP Radio. And that would have been it. But whatevs. And I've got Israel on the horizon, and that's been a little dramatic too. I feel like so much drama.
I'm leaving for New York tomorrow night, and I'm telling you, if anything could go wrong, it has with me. I'm in the same boat. Like, we're both in shit town right
now. What's gone wrong with you?
I'm just not ready to go. I'm not prepared. I haven't even booked a hotel yet.
Oh gosh.
This past week has been my birthday week, and I've done nothing but drink for 9 days. I feel fat as a house. I feel terrible. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just in a terrible place right now.
Well, all that booze, that's not a good thing.
I know. I'm done drinking. I'm done. I'm over. I'm going to lose 20 pounds. That's it. I can't can't take it. But yeah, so it's been rough. But I can, let me, can I?
Are you going to have a sober June?
Maybe a sober June. Maybe that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to cut it back. I'm going to start with a very intense cleanse for at least a week once I get back. But I'll eat sensibly there. I definitely will because I feel like crap. But let me shine a bright light on this otherwise dismal, atrocious podcast that we put out so far between sickness and death and Olivia Newton-John and traveling and every other piece of crap. I just would like to say happy anniversary. This is our 100th episode.
No, not this one. Not this,
this
one.
Is our 100th God. Episode.
Oh, God. No.
Keep it at 100.
Oh. Well, you know what? Like,
what?
I like to think that these are great opportunities, like I've said before, to be a time capsule for not just what's going on in our country, but what's going on in our lives.
Sure.
And this is one of those days. Anyways.
Let's talk about entertainment. Let's shift some gears here.
All right. Well, over the holiday weekend, Tiger Woods got into a lot of trouble after he got arrested for DUI. And what's especially red flaggy is he released a statement saying alcohol was not involved.
Right.
But he refused a breathalyzer.
Here's a guy that's had a lot of surgeries. If you put it all together, I bet you there's some pain pills involved in his life. It sounds like he might have a little bit of a problem when he's, you know, falling asleep on the side of the road. But it doesn't necessarily mean that he was drinking, but under the influence is still drugs. So there was no alcohol in his system. Look, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, I was about to say that. What were you doing at 3 o'clock in the morning?
3 o'clock in the morning, and he wasn't heading towards his house. That's the other part of the story that's a little shady as well. Like, where were you going at 3 a.m. on all these meds? You know, this guy, Tiger Woods, is one of these worldwide phenomenons, worldwide famous. We could talk about some of our actors in our country. Some of them are, even our biggest ones, aren't worldwide, aren't huge in Africa. You know what I mean? Tiger Woods was huge in Africa. He's huge everywhere in the world. He was like a Muhammad Ali type of athlete, one of the greatest athletes that our time has ever put out. And just to watch him crumble the way he has over the past decade.
I mean, I'm not really rooting for him.
This guy made a sport. I mean, he made golf happen for young people. People got into golf because of this guy. He changed a sport. He was revolutionary when he hit the scene with how good he was and how disciplined he was and how strong he was and how he could play with the old guys that had been around forever, the old white guys that had been around forever. He was a cultural phenomenon on the golf course.
Yeah, I get
that. So he's one of the greatest athletes of our time is what I'm saying.
I get that.
And so to watch him kind of fall apart, it's just disheartening. That's all.
I get that. And he's also a serial cheater, a liar, and somebody who's driven under the influence before.
No, I get your point. I mean, I can't.
I mean, I wouldn't say
for that.
I wouldn't say I'm rooting against him. I don't really want to see anyone fail. Everybody deserves and should, and they have the power inside of themselves to better themselves. But I would be lying to say I was rooting for him. I'm not rooting against him.
He's a guy that had the tutelage of his dad, who was a disciplinarian, who rode him like Zorro, really was on his ass, had him locked in, had him as one of the greatest athletes, just tuned in as one of the greatest athletes in the world. You know, his dad died, and I don't think he's been right since.
When did his dad die?
It had to be about 10 years ago.
Oh.
Maybe you could look it up. Maybe not even that long ago. But since his dad died, that's when everything, when the wheels really came off the Tiger machine and the divorce. And it's sad. I hope he can turn it around because he's one of the greatest we've ever seen.
He died in 2006.
Okay.
May of 2006, 11 years ago.
It sucks. He could have killed somebody. So, I mean, he hasn't hit rock bottom yet. He could have easily driven over somebody or killed himself for that matter. Could have driven into a wall, you know? So, I don't know. I hope he cleans it up.
Actually, in other Tiger news, this is so bizarre. Did you see the coverage from ESPN about Tiger Woods?
I'm sure it's like the biggest thing. I'm sure it's wall-to-wall 24-hour Tiger coverage right now. I'm sure.
They photoshopped his photo to make him look better. It's so weird.
That's like, strange.
Yeah, like to make it look like he had better looking hair or more hair.
Well, it goes back to kind of what I was saying. This guy, when I say he changed to sport.
Yeah, I get that.
But he propped up networks, which then in turn ESPN could generate millions of dollars off of him. So it sounds like someone was trying to be nice to him. That's a weird thing to do to a dude, I think. But I'm sure that they are handling this whole situation with kid gloves because he's such a force. He has a Nike sponsorship. They won't drop him.
They won't?
Nope.
They won't? Wait, I should tweet about that.
They will not.
How do you know? Why?
Because they're Nike. They stand behind most of their athletes. They're pretty steadfast when it comes to who they support and how long they support them. But it's worth keeping an eye on. I wouldn't say that they're not going to, but I would pretty much bet that they will not walk away from him. He made them billions, and I mean with a capital B, billions.
I'm going to tweet that. I should tweet that right now.
What do you want to tweet?
I'll do a poll.
Should Nike drop Tiger Woods?
Ooh, should. Should is even better. I was going to say would. Should is a better word.
I don't want to ruin Tiger's career. I'm saying that they don't.
Woods. As a, what is he, a client, a sponsor, as a sponsor, as a
spokesperson?
Spokesperson following his recent DUI arrest. Here's the question. Should Nike drop Tiger Woods as a spokesperson following his DUI arrest? Perfect. That's a good poll. Oof. Yes. No.
I'm not sure.
No, just yes.
You don't
or
like
no.
that option, do you?
No. Should Nike drop Tiger Woods as a spokesperson following his DUI arrest? Boom, sent.
Okay.
Well, in other news, oh God, this 100th episode sucks. In other news, real exciting, happy news. No, I'm only kidding. In other news, Ariana Grande announced that she is having her concert for Manchester this Sunday. Less than 2 weeks after the bombing in Manchester, and a lot of other superstars are joining her to perform, including Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, Take That, Niall Horan, Pharrell Williams, and Coldplay. And I think it's really awesome of her to do that, although it's really quick. Less than 2 weeks later.
It is a fresh wound.
Whatever, better to do it too soon than not at all. Let's talk about something positive, or let's just change the subject totally.
God, altogether.
An update on a story that we talked about last week. Scott Disick, even more girls he hooked up with while in Cannes.
Mm-hmm.
One of those girls that he hooked up with is like, oh, I can play that game too. Bella Thorne got back to LA and immediately was being very public on social media with her ex-boyfriend, Greg Sulkin.
Yep, she crawled right back on top of him.
Yeah, not even, literally, not even sure.
Literally, I saw the picture, yeah.
Not even sure if they're back together, but wanting people to think that they might be back together.
Yeah, once again, she's playing the game. She's looking for the headline. She realized that people might be talking about her, so she's keeping the fire hot. She's fanning the flames, if you will, by doing whatever. If she dates anybody or goes out with anyone, she's got herself another headline. Thirst, dude, I'm telling you, you were feeling bad for her last week.
I know, I'm over it.
Good.
That lasted a couple days.
About 3 or 4 days.
Then also over the weekend, Actually, this is a good question to pose because most of our listeners, I would say, are female. If you're a female doing something that others could be interpreted as exploiting yourself or your sexuality, but you might say it's empowering. If you are doing that, does that give others, like men, the right to exploit you exploiting yourself?
I don't know how to answer the question, but it's a good question.
So Ariel Winter, whom we've talked about on this podcast before, posted not just bikini photos over Memorial Day weekend, but she posted really racy bikini photos. Like one of the pictures showed her pulling down her bikini bottoms to show that she's freshly waxed or shaved or something.
Wow.
You don't see the vagina, but she's literally...
It's on deck.
Yeah, like she's pulling it down. And I'm like, oh my God, like, oh, no hair there. And some people would say, like, if a guy did that to a girl, he'd say, oh, you're exploiting her body or whatever. And if a girl does that to a girl, they may not say they're exploiting themselves. They would say, oh, I'm empowering myself. I'm celebrating my body. So if you're celebrating your body, and if I'm not being negative about you, but I am exploiting your celebration for clicks while being positive about your celebration, that's totally mm-hmm. acceptable, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
She's a public figure. If she's going to put parts of her body that I'm going to go ahead and say shouldn't be online and viewed to the public, if she's going to do that, she needs to expect that people are going to report on it, A, B, show the picture as well. It is what it is. Your mama don't want you with your private parts out there, I'm pretty sure.
We've talked about it before. For clicks, for Instagram followers, it works.
Yeah, but it's not real. Of course people will follow you because there's a chance one day you're going to show us your actual vagina. I mean, it's young boys online beating off to your picture. Is that what you want? If that's what you want, cool. I don't think that's empowering. I think that's pathetic.
My issue with Ariel Winter, and I said this before, is I just don't think she needs it because she's got that hit sitcom money.
They just renewed it for 2 more years.
But if you're like a random girl, then I totally get it. You want to get millions of followers because people make money off Instagram and other social media platforms. I don't hate that. I think that's smart. Use it, baby. I would do whatever it takes.
But if someone criticizes you for it, I say get ready for it because you're just putting yourself out there. I mean, if you're using your body to make money, if people are going to comment on it or criticize you for doing that, that needs to be the expectation. You got to say, well, look, I put myself out there.
Yeah, I think
that's just kind of what I think.
I think she expects it, and her spin is her spin on it. Like, oh, I'm just loving my body.
It's a stupid spin, though. It's ridiculous. Mm. Showing your cooch online is a whole different thing than, hey, here's me hanging out with my girlfriends by the pool. We're millimeters off from her slit. Come on. But no one wants to call anybody on that. Come on. That's not behavior that younger girls need to be seeing or people need to be seeing. I don't believe. That's just my belief. But what do I know?
Blame the Kardashians.
Yeah. I always go back to that because I think you're right.
A live update on my Tiger Woods poll. Actually, this is really good. I should do this again during the podcast sometimes because we can get live updates.
This is good. All right.
With 75 votes in, 53% one way, 47% another way.
Wow.
Which way do you think it swings?
Let's see how it pans out later in the day. I'm going to say it's going to end up probably 70-30 that they take it away from him. Well, that's my guess.
Right now, 53% of people think that they should drop him, and 47% say no. Anyways, also over the holiday weekend, Ben Stiller and his wife of 17 years, Christine Taylor, announced they were separating. And boy, was that done smartly. Friday of a holiday weekend,
that's when you drop a headline.
Yeah, nobody cares or remembers by today. Sad, but hey, 17 years together, that's a long time.
That's a great Hollywood run. However, they are New Yorkers.
Not even Hollywood, like for anybody.
They run in general anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Another update on a story that we talked about around Mother's Day, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian just celebrated their 3-year wedding anniversary, and Kanye bought an entire room full of flowers for Kim Kardashian. The most insane, over-the-top floral arrangement from Jeff Leatham. I can guarantee you, at the minimum, I'm guesstimating on the safe side, was at least $100,000 worth of flowers.
Wow.
I would be upset with that. Like, I don't
want...
What
a waste of money for 4 days.
Exactly. Right. If you're going to spend that much money on flowers, bitch, buy me fucking diamonds. You can buy some nice diamonds for $100,000. Even though I don't want diamonds either. Actually, if I'm... Well, especially if I'm... Well, let me think about it.
They hold their value at least.
Yeah.
I would want a Home Depot gift card. That's what I would want.
I mean, maybe I would want jewelry. I don't know.
No.
But I definitely do not want flowers.
Listen, I get spending 70, 80 bucks for flowers once if it's Mother's Day or whatever. Like, I get that. I understand that. It's a nice sentiment. You smell the flowers for a couple days. Cool. But wasting 100 G's on a room full of flowers is ridiculous. F you money. They got it.
Let's just end things today with...
This was the shittiest show we've ever done.
Well, we just did one the other day, and
well, we did three. This is the third show in a week,
and there was a holiday weekend in between, so there was like not right. the most stuff.
Right. There was, I mean, basically 3 days of no news. Ben Stiller was the biggest news of the weekend.
No, Tiger Woods was.
Yeah.
Anyways. I don't even care about talking about that. I was going to talk about Mariah Carey and Celine Dion, but who cares? Well, I will say this. It does make me happy to see that Celine Dion has so gracefully segued into her legacy phase, and people just continually love and adore her. And that's something that Mariah Carey does not have. Like, Mariah Carey has not done a very good job of...
securing her legacy.
Yeah, and maintaining her relevancy. Like, Celine is still relevant without being relevant. And mm-hmm. maintaining her respect in the industry. When was the last time Mariah Carey performed at the Grammys? I can't remember.
Right.
Celine has. Not that long. And Celine's performed at the Oscars and all these things. Like, Celine has just done a really good job with her career.
Mariah feels like wasted talent to me. And that's what her career has come to. Like, this stupid reality show and these not great performances that she has... famously done over the years, the tardiness, the not respecting your fans as you should, you know, with being on time and being a professional in every single instance that's put in front of you. She doesn't seem to put that out there. Celine Dion, you could never say that. After the death of her husband, she was back out there. I do understand what you're saying. She needs to kind of like look in the mirror, assess the people around her, assess her own drive. And if she wants to be serious about being relevant over the next 20 years, she's going to have to, you know, fix a few things, I think.
Well, I think also her being such a catty bitch probably doesn't help. She's so catty. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, with the whole battle with, I don't know who that is, you know, that's kind of
Jennifer
funny.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, I don't know who she is. Like, come on. It's funny. That's kind of funny. And I give you points for that. But at the end of the day, it's rubbing too many people the wrong way. I still always want to remember the first introduction to her. And she just seemed, she was Adele-like to me. When Vision of Love came out and that voice and that song, that's sort of, when I heard Adele, I kind of harkened back to when I heard Mariah the very first time. And to see how Mariah is seemingly unraveled a bit from that, what she was.
It's been a constant unraveling. Well, let's take some calls. Wait. A live update
oh, good.
On
okay.
the Tiger poll. It's changed considerably now. Now, 57% of people say that he should be dropped by Nike, and 43% say no.
Okay. I said 70-30. I'm going to try to get to 70-30 by the end of these calls.
All right. We'll see.
I think it's gonna move in my direction. I got a feeling. Let's bang out a few of these. We got a lot.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. This is Brittany from New York. I have the most random question. I want to know, why does everyone hate on Nickelback so much? I always see memes and people making fun of them on Twitter and stuff, and I just don't understand why. Their music really isn't that bad. I don't know. I heard their song on the radio the other day, and just made me think about it, and I just wanted to know what you guys thought. Love the podcast. Thanks. Bye.
I can answer that. I mean, that's just a bit. They're from Canada. They didn't come out of the grunge scene, even though they have that kind of sound.
That's not the answer.
That's part of the answer. A lot of people are going to say because their music sucks. It doesn't. I mean, they make good pop songs. They make good rock songs, too. I mean, they're a multifaceted band. They're just fun to goof on. It's because they didn't come from where everybody else comes from. I believe it is, and I'm a rock guy. So what's your thinking?
Well, nothing to do with the music. It's just that they fall into a lane that I would say other bands like Creed and Limp Bizkit also fall into. Like, those are three similar-ish groups that most everybody would agree are lame, that don't always release bad music. It's almost not even about the music. It's just there's something about them, their vibe. They're not cool. It's kind of lame.
Well, yeah, but that's what I said. Like, the music out of Seattle was always cool. Soundgarden was cool. Alice in Chains was cool. Pearl Jam was cool. Nirvana was cool. This was a band from Canada, much like Creed Scott Stapp, who was from Florida. They just put out a different vibe. It was more like they wanted to be more pretentious than they were.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. Yeah. That's the, I think there's like just like an, I think, well, I don't even know.
There's an air of pretentiousness to them, and there shouldn't be.
Yeah. Or earnestness. I don't know.
Earnestness, well, maybe,
what's,
yeah.
What's interesting is, I mean, it's hard to put a finger on it because I didn't include the Goo Goo Dolls amongst that.
No, they're not in that pile.
No, they're not. Yeah.
They're like, a great rock band from Buffalo. People adore the Goo Goo Dolls.
No, that's what I'm saying. I didn't include them amongst Nickelback, Creed, and Limp Bizkit for a reason. And like, why are Creed, Nickelback, and Limp Bizkit lame, but the Goo Goo Dolls are not lame?
Goo Goo Dolls are just a rock band from Buffalo with many, many hits.
Anyways, I like the Goo Goo Dolls.
I do too. I love them.
Hi, Perez and Booker. My name is Megan. I'm a huge fan of the podcast, huge fan of Taylor Swift as well. And I was kind of wondering what your thoughts were on what kind of an album she should put out next, or maybe what you guys think she will put out next. Thanks. Bye.
Good question. What kind of an album do I think she should put out next? An excellent one. Like, people want her to fail. So it needs to be better than good. It needs to be excellent, whatever that is.
Do you think people want her to fail?
Yes. There's a lot of ill will against her. Unfortunately.
I believe that, but I don't think it's against her music. I think it's just against her persona. I think it's two separate things.
Well, it needs to be excellent because there's no given anymore. Like, all these major artists continue to struggle.
You look at Katy Perry, a good example. She, on both fronts, is failing, on the music front and on her public persona. They're both kind of crumbling a little bit at the moment.
Not even Katy Perry. Like, the Camila Cabello song debuted at number 47. That's fine. She's not a huge superstar. But Selena Gomez, I don't think she debuted that high, but her single Bad Liar is currently number 27 on the Hot 100. Oh, look at this one. Liam Payne from One Direction. When Zayn came out with his single, Zayn debuted at number 1. Harry Styles debuted at number 3 or 4, I forget. Definitely in the top 5. Liam debuted at number 42. You would think, you know, he's...
The song's just not as good.
I know, but still, he's in 1D and blah, 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 blah. Like, he's got a huge following. Nothing is a given anymore, so...
No, it's not. But keep in mind, it was over the holidays. All of radio is kind of in the don't do anything mode right now. It'll pick back up this week. Things will start moving. We'll find out if Selena Gomez has legs with this song very soon. I don't know if they're going to get this song. I would think they would have because I love this song, but it still remains to be seen.
It makes me happy, though, to see that this... I think the Niles song may be a real grower. I don't know.
Oh, it's a slow grow, but I think that's a hit song.
I think so,
they'll get that at the end of the day. It's a very slow grow, but that's good sometimes. You don't want to come out all hot and bothered. Sometimes you want to, you know, work into it. You know what I mean? And he's working into it.
Yeah.
So,
right,
I like it.
Right now, it's doing really well on iTunes. I'm trying to see how it's doing on Apple Music.
I always gauge it for my girlfriend, and it's her favorite song.
Oh, you know, I love that.
When it hits my girlfriend and she tells me randomly, she goes, "Ooh, that Slow Hands is my favorite song." I'm like, "Really?" She told me that this weekend. She goes, "My favorite song. I love it."
I love it.
Yeah, I was happy.
And he's been doing so much promo. He was on the Today Show. He did, I think, Fallon as well. Good for him.
Yeah, he's done the full radio tour. I had him. He's everywhere. So he's doing everything right. So we'll see. He's playing it cool. He's coming off real cool, you know? I like it.
Hey, Perez and Booker. It's Rachel from Michigan. And I just wanted to know what you thought about Lily Rose Depp. I think I grew up in the age of the 1990s models. And with this crop of models, I am just not into it. I don't think they even hold a match to the era of the supermodel. But I will say that I think Lily Rose Depp is beautiful and just has a lot of charisma, and I see a big future for her. So I just wanted to see what you thought about her and what you see her future. All right, thanks. Love the show, guys. Keep it up. Bye.
thanks for calling. And Lily Rose Depp is mainly an actress. She's not doing tons of modeling. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say that that's accurate info or the most accurate call.
What do you think about the models of today, the Gigi Hadids and whomever it may be, the Kylie Jenners, or the, not Kylie, the other one. What's her name?
Kendall Jenner.
Kendall, Jesus. Kendall versus like the Naomis and Cindy's and the supermodels of the 90s.
I don't think about it that way. I just think, who am I into? I love Kendall Jenner as a model. Like, she just always looks good on a red carpet. I like Gigi. I like Bella sometimes. Bella's look, I don't love Bella, but that's because every girl has a different personality that she brings to the table. Like, Gigi's more like Christie Brinkley, like, gives off this wholesome American all girl next door vibe, even though, you know, she's a Hadid.
Right.
She's new American, but her mom is Dutch. She's definitely the more blonde. And Bella, by choice, is dyeing her hair darker, going for the more exotic look. Like, she also gives me more of a cold vibe, like bitchy Linda Evangelista. Like, okay, I don't wake up for less than $15,000 or whatever the quote was, $50,000 or whatever. And Kendall is... Kendall's like Cindy Crawford, actually. Kendall is the new, and actually Cindy Crawford was her role model. And Kendall is very much like Cindy Crawford, is very much like.
I don't
like,
see that. See, Cindy was my number one, and Kendall's not giving me that kind of vibe at all.
Really? She gives it to me?
No, Cindy to me is the ultimate. Like, she's the ultimate model that's ever existed. She was the all-American model to me. Her and Christie Brinkley, I would say, were the two all-American models. Cindy will always and forever be my number one. And I wouldn't even put, Kendall just kind of looks blank in the face compared to Cindy.
No.
Cindy with that mole, oh, she killed me.
Kendall
and
is,
when she did Playboy in the late 90s and late 80s or early 90s, whenever the hell that was, that just killed
me. She did Playboy?
Her.
I got to look at them right now.
Oh, she's rolling around in the sand. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
And then I met her.
Oh, I mean, this is very artsy. Jeez.
Yes. Oh, it was amazing. My buddy... I actually know her husband a little bit too, just because I used to go to his stupid bars. But my buddy's really good friends with him. So she was at my buddy's wedding and I'm sitting next to her. I'm like losing my freaking mind. I'm like, oh my God, there's Cindy Crawford sitting next to me. I was freaking out.
I like her. There's just something warm about her.
Her daughter looks just like her. It's freaky.
I know.
Damn, I'm old, because she looks just like her.
Totally.
It's crazy. Totally.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. My name is Gretchen. My question is, and I don't know if you guys have ever talked about it on the show before, but what are your thoughts on the Mandela effect? And could you guys look up a few of them and see if you believe them or not? I'm totally obsessed with everything Mandela effect, and I was just wondering what your guys' opinion of it was. Thank you.
Do you know what the Mandela effect
is? No.
Okay, the Mandela effect is when your memory thinks back to something that happened that actually didn't happen. For example, Nelson Mandela, most people think that he died in prison, and people will swear to God that they watched his funeral on television. When it's not true, he got out of prison and died out of prison.
What?
No, yeah.
People don't think that he was.
Oh no, tons of people do. Tons of people do. What? There's a bunch of examples of things like that where you would swear, "Hey, wait a minute, that person did this or that." In reality, it's not true. Let me give you another example. Star Wars. Darth Vader says to Luke, "What does he say in your mind? What does he say?" There's one line.
Darth Vader says to Luke.
To Luke. Like, it's the big line.
I am your father.
What's the whole line?
All I can think about is, I am your father.
Okay, you're correct. You're partly correct. But most people think it's, Luke, I am your father. Okay? Have you heard people say that before?
I don't know, but I didn't. All I said is, I am your father.
But most people would swear to you that the line was, Luke, I am your father.
What's the line?
When the line is actually, no, I am your father.
Oh, I was right.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I mean, you didn't give me the whole line.
Well,
most people think the whole line is, Luke, I am your father. When in reality, the line is, no, I am your father.
All right,
is
whatever.
The real line. But that's just an example of the Mandela effect. So I guess you don't know about it, but they're fun to look up online.
So she asked my thoughts on it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. She's just obsessed with it, I guess. Anyhow, want to take one more call?
Sure.
Hola, chicos. Hola, Perez. Me llamo Isabel. Quería preguntarte, Perez, si sabes algo de la pelea que hay entre la supuesta pelea entre Justin Bieber y Luis Fonsi. Cuando Justin estuvo en Puerto Rico dando un concierto, invitó a Luis Fonsi al escenario a cantar con él, pero no le dio pelota, no le dio importancia, y inclusive le quitó el micrófono antes de tiempo y lo botó al escenario. Estuvo bien rude con él. Ahora, hay algo que ha pasado entre ellos, porque en el Twitter que puso Justin Bieber hace unos días, dijo, Despacito, number one, thank you everyone, pero no le dijo gracias a Daddy Yankee ni a Luis Fonsi. Y Luis Fonsi hizo lo mismo, puso un Twitter dándole gracias a Daddy Yankee y a nadie más. ¿Qué sabes de eso?
Let me ask you a question. You know the podcast is in English. Why would you call it with an English question?
Well, I understood what she was saying. Basically,
of course you did.
She's giving details about how there is allegedly some drama between Justin Bieber and Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee over their song Despacito, and how they all took to social media after the song went number one, but didn't congratulate each other. So that was news to me. She wanted to know if I had any info, and I didn't. But that's interesting.
That is interesting, Scoop. Yeah, like, why wouldn't they congratulate each other?
Yeah. I don't know.
Interesting. Okay, you want to wrap it up?
Well, let's give a final update on my poll.
Okay,
right now it stands at inching closer to 70%. 59% of people say that Nike should drop Tiger Woods. 41% say no.
Well, that's pretty good. Keep your eye on that.
All right.
Everybody, I'd like to say that we appreciate you listening. This was show number 100 that we hit the big with the century mark. So we appreciate it. And for you, we gave you a really shitty show. But hey, we'll do better next week.
We will do
when
better.
We get back from vacation, because we'll be refreshed. Three shows in a week, and with everything we both have going on, it's shocking we got three shows out, but thank you all for listening. We do appreciate it.
We should give a number, because we should get calls for next week.
Okay.
800-721-1185. 800-721-1185.
At the Perez Hilton for him, at Chris Booker for me. Connect often, listen often, tell your friends, and we thank you for listening. We'll see you on 101.
Bye. See ya.